Holy Boy by Yi Hee-ju, read by Greta Jung. Two dead bodies found in an Ungrung mansion. The police have found two dead bodies while investigating a hostage situation that took place earlier this month in Ungrung, Gangwon-do. The victims were identified as Mr. Shin, 20-year-old grandson of the late Mr. Kyung Sop Choi, former Nare Children's Foundation chairman and the mansion's owner, and Officer Sa, a 26-year-old junior officer of Samyeon Precinct Police Station. Further developments have added a third fatality to the Ungrung Mansion hostage crisis, the now-deceased suspect, Ms. Lee, aged 40. There is also one missing person connected to the case.
Are we good? Am I not too late?
Oh no, I'm fine for coffee. I'm sweating buckets from rushing over here.
It's because I'm young.
Thank you. It's my birthday tomorrow, actually. I should be celebrating, but I don't know. I also feel a bit sad, to be honest. No, not because I'm afraid of getting older, but because it feels like I'm drifting away, bit by bit, from that crucial point in time. He was gone a year before I was born, and to think that over 20 years have passed since then. Even as flames flicker on top of my velvety birthday cake, I can't quite force myself to smile. That doesn't mean I'm always in mourning. I may have been a mere lump of cells back then, but I'm proud to have shared a moment in time with him, no matter how brief. You see, some people fall in love with a figure in an old painting while strolling through an art gallery. Compared to them, I would say, I'm lucky. I dipped my feet in the same water as him, if only for a moment. Even if the history of humankind inevitably repeats itself, he is the one who will remain unprecedented and irreplaceable. Well, how should I put this? Should I call it a blessing? Fate, perhaps. You all think so too, don't you? You do still love him, right? Him, the one and only. How incredible. You, me, and him too. I always thought wealth was the greatest inheritance the dead could leave behind, but the moment I stepped through that door, with your sparkling eyes gazing at me, I realized something. Wealth can't create or sustain the energy necessary to constantly look back on someone who has left this world. As old-fashioned as it may sound, love remains the only power that conquers death. Oh, you're saying I shouldn't use that word. I'm sorry. No, you're right. Not knowing where his body is doesn't indicate that he's dead. I'm really sorry. Let's change the subject. What were you doing? You were looking at his photos. Your favorite photos. Which ones did you pick? May I look at them? Oh, I love this one too. He was only 18, right? He still had his plump cheeks. His face looks a bit puffy with all the baby fat, and his front tooth is slightly too big, which makes him look even younger. His body is scrawny, flailing. He doesn't seem to know how to use his arms and legs yet. He was like that when he danced, too. He tried hard, but he still looked unsure, ridiculous, yet adorable. Ah, that photo there is immaculate, too. It's late spring after he turned 19, right? The flash went off because it was taken at night. His dry, pale face. That slight frown. With eyes sunken from fatigue, he is wading through the crowd, deep in thought. The trees are bent toward the vanishing point on the right, into the darkness, and strands of his hair are swept across his forehead in the same direction. His loose t-shirt reveals his slender waist. Whenever I look at this photo, I can really smell the era. The era of a late spring night in the 90s, an era I never actually experienced. The smell of something damp and cold, of exhaust fumes left behind the taillights of cars, and urban noise